Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for being on the podcast today. I hope you've had an incredible week. The weekend is almost here, and I want to invite you to join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11 as Pastor Chuck, our lead pastor, kicks off a new teaching called Confessions of a Recovering Christian. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks in our community that would call themselves Christians, but maybe have never actually had the light bulb moment to know what it means to know God personally. So if you've got some neighbors, some friends, maybe a workout buddy that you can invite, this would be an incredible weekend to invite them to hear about what it means to know God personally. Well, today I want to talk about powerful prayer. Oftentimes when we talk about prayer, we think about what God does for us. But today I want to talk about four powerful things that prayer does not for us, but in us. And the first thing that it does is it makes us wait. One of the things that I found is that I cannot pray and work at the same time. It slows me down in a good way. I have to wait to act on it until after I finish praying. See, a lot of times we get in trouble when we rush ahead. So prayer is a safety valve that slows us down and it forces us to leave the situation with God by waiting. The second powerful thing that it does is it clears our vision. About 2 months ago, I got up to go to church on a Sunday morning about 6:30 or 7, and the road was covered in fog. I'm telling you, you could not see. It was the thickest I'd seen it in a while. But what happened an hour or two later is the sun began to burn through that fog. And that's what prayer does. When we first face a situation, it's foggy, it's thick, it seems daunting. We don't know what direction to go, but prayer will burn through that. Your vision begins to clear up and you begin to see not through your own eyes, but through God's eyes. The third powerful thing that prayer does in us is it quiets our heart. It's impossible to worry and pray at the same time. You're either doing one or the other. And what I found is that prayer keeps us quiet. It begins to replace anxiety with a calm spirit. I heard one preacher say it this way, that knees don't knock when we kneel with them. And I think that's right, that prayer has this ability to quiet my heart. And then the fourth thing that prayer does in us is it activates our faith. After we pray, we're more prone to actually trust God. Not just to say, God, I trust you, but to actually trust him. When we don't pray, we become negative, we become critical, we become petty. But man, what begins to happen when we pray is it sets our faith on fire. So I want to encourage you today, prayer is powerful. It makes us wait, it clears our vision, it quiets our heart, and it activates our faith. And so today I want to encourage you, don't just say you pray, don't just keep it sort of in the peripheral of your life, but would you today take the first step that Nehemiah took and to pray and to say, God, here I am. Here's my fear. Here's what I'm facing. God, I'm giving it to you. Well, that's all the time I have for today, but I hope you have a great day today. And again, please plan to join us this Sunday at 9:30 or 11. And if there's anything we can do for you, drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.